The poet played a song I haven't sung for quite some time. It's Anywhere, Anywhere with Jesus. I remember the line, Anywhere with Jesus, I can go to sleep. It's in there, right? Yeah, I think so. Let's see. See if I'm right. 286. It means that you're safely in his care, and so anywhere you can go to sleep. 286.
Anywhere with Jesus I can safely go. Anywhere he leads me in this world below. Anywhere without him, dear, his joys would fade. Anywhere with Jesus I am not afraid. Anywhere, anywhere, fear I cannot know. Anywhere with Jesus I can safely go. Anywhere with Jesus I am not alone. Other friends may fail me, he is still my own. Though his hand may lead me over dreary ways, anywhere with Jesus is a house of praise. Anywhere, anywhere, fear I cannot know. Anywhere with Jesus I can safely go. Anywhere with Jesus over land and sea, telling souls in darkness of salvation free. Ready as he summons me to go or stay. Anywhere with Jesus when he points the way. Anywhere, anywhere, fear I cannot know. Anywhere with Jesus I can safely go.
Now before we sing that last verse, I'd like us to pray for our sister Sarah, Sister Sarah Waldfogel. She's in Africa right now. And for some time now, a number of years, she's been involved with a missions outreach work there called Hands at Work, and is now on a three-week time on the mission field. She was today, I think, in Mozambique and Swaziland, or traveling in that region. And learning to trust God in every situation. And here we are sitting here saying anywhere, and Sarah's gone anywhere. Anywhere, anywhere with Jesus, I'm not afraid. And let's pray that God would continue to make her a blessing. And I understand she had to speak in a little gathering or one of the meetings in the villages. And so God is working through her and using her. And how thankful we are for that, that God can put his hand upon a life and call them into his service. And so I'm so thankful for Sarah and the blessings, not only afar, but here at camp. She's such a blessing throughout the season and helping coordinate the staff. And so thank God that our young people are hearing the call of God for themselves, taking their place. Hallelujah. And so, Lord Jesus, I just bring our sister Sarah to you.
Yes.
I thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have put your hand upon her life, that she has responded to your call.
Yes.
And I pray, Lord Jesus, that she would sense your presence with her even now. Lord, as we surround her, as we bring her to the throne of grace, dear God, we just pray that the angels of the Lord would surround her and keep her, make her a blessing, Lord. Give her courage, Lord. Give her a fresh anointing of your Spirit, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Father, Father, we're so thankful, Lord, that we're never alone. And as we go in accordance to your word, you've promised, lo, I am with you always. And so, Lord Jesus, be with her today, Lord, and fill her with great joy in serving you. And I pray that many lives would be touched through this ministry. We just commit her to you again. In Jesus' precious name, amen, amen, amen. Verse 4.
Anywhere with Jesus I can go to sleep. When the darkening shadows round about me creep, knowing I shall wake and evermore to roam, anywhere with Jesus will be home, sweet home. Anywhere, anywhere, fear I cannot know. Anywhere with Jesus I can safely go. Anywhere, anywhere, fear I cannot know. Anywhere with Jesus I can safely go.
Yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. My daughter Audrey called out a song last night and we didn't sing it because she gave place to the older ones, but she wanted to sing 64 in the white book, and so let's do that. 64.
Christ the transforming light touches this heart of mine.
this morning I was very, very impressed that back in the 1960s, I guess, that our sister Ruth Collis got a text from Uncle Hans. I was wondering how that could be. You said you got a text.
Yes,
you did. So I'm figuring you got a text on your phone. No. So I got a text too from my sister, and so some of you have asked. So they think that Dad broke maybe a bone in his arm, so they're going to take care of him. But he's well, and I just don't want anyone to worry about him. I'm trying not to, so you shouldn't. And let's just take the triumphant peace. Amen. Triumphant peace is mine. Now Jesus reigns within. Over every situation. I know I told you, he said, there has to be something good in this, right? And then he told our brother and sister here, he said, God has, I think God has work for me to do yet. So, like, this was a surprise to him, like, why he should fall, you know? There's work for me to do yet. And I'm so thankful that God has put that in his heart. There's no retirement. Yeah. Hallelujah. He really wanted to be at this meeting. I just want you to know that. I mean, this one right now. Because he loves the missions. And he wanted to hear Sister Vita and also Brother Klaus and his wife. And so I'm hoping we're recording this.
Yes,
so he'll be able to hear it at some point. But his heart is always stirred, you know. One of the things that he does quite consistently, and also I want to thank Brother Paul for helping with this, but he doesn't read. He can't read anymore very well. You see that little tablet he has. He uses that for the Bible. But he listens to the stories of missionaries and Christian workers, and he just fills his heart and mind with that, you know. That's his television, but you know, it's much better than television, you know. He just fills his heart with that. And Brother Paul has given him different stories. There's even one up to date. You know, it's not only stories back in the 1800s or 1900s. There was one very recent of a man who built the hospital in somewhere in South America, I'm thinking. Klaus, I think his name is, actually. Klaus John. Interesting German name. But and so I know his heart is with the missions, and we ought to have a heart for missions. And so today, this afternoon, we'd like to just ask our sister Vita to begin and just share her testimony, maybe, or whatever God lays on your heart, Sister Vita. We're so happy you came all this way to be at the 70th anniversary. Come.